I figured I'd come on here first thing today and give you guys a ratings update on our favorite league. No, I'm not talking about the NFL. We talked about NFL ratings earlier this week. You guys can check that video out in the archives. I'm not talking about college football, not talking Major League Baseball, soccer, preseason NHL hockey, tennis, PGA. I'm talking about the favorite league of people looking for a cure for insomnia. The favorite league of media members across the country who continue to tell us how popular this sport actually is. Of course, I'm talking about the WNBA. Come on, guys! Haven't you guys been watching the WNBA playoffs? They've been so exciting. The games are so competitive. The other night, the Chicago Sky put up a whopping 68 points. Oh, it's just so exciting. Great basketball. As you guys know, the past couple of weeks, the media has been promoting the hell out of the WNBA playoffs and the WNBA itself. WNBA ratings for the regular season are up 74%, the most watched WNBA season since 2008. There is some truth to the media's reporting. Yes, WNBA ratings are up for this season. Yes, I believe the reason they're up, at least partially, is because they were featured more prominently on national television. The WNBA had 11 regular season games on national TV this season, the most since 2001. Games broadcast on the ESPN family of networks were up 24% over 2019. They're up nearly 50% over 2017, when the WNBA was bottoming out in the ratings. But just because ratings are up this much, it does not mean ratings are good. WNBA games on ESPN averaged 306,000 viewers. I want you guys to remember this number. It's important for what we're going to get to in just a second. That 306,000 is the best number for the WNBA since 2009, when they averaged 318,000. Couple of things here. Number one, the media has been saying the reason WNBA ratings are so poor historically, the reason the league is so unpopular, is because they don't receive mainstream attention like the NBA does, or the NFL, or Major League Baseball. Which I always found to be kind of a weird complaint. The media complaining that the WNBA doesn't receive mainstream attention when the damn media is what decides who receives mainstream attention. The media is basically complaining about themselves. Anyway, they can't use that excuse this year. The WNBA has received more media attention this season than at any other point in the league's existence. They were featured more on SportsCenter. Numerous outlets have dedicated coverage to the league all season. During the Olympics, Nike made a damn video about the women's basketball team being the greatest dynasty of all time. We covered that video a month or so ago when it came out because I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. The women's national team, the greatest dynasty of all time? I don't know about you guys. When I think of all-time great dynasties, I think about the Chicago Bulls in the mid-90s. I think about the New England Patriots, the San Antonio Spurs, the Dallas Cowboys, Alabama under Nick Saban. Those are dynasties. I'm not taking anything away from the women's basketball team. They've had a dominant run against subpar competition. Here's the thing. For one, the competition in women's basketball is not the same as men. In many countries around the world, women haven't been allowed to compete until recently. So the level of skill is not the same as it is for women here in America. And number two, in order for you to be a dynasty, people have to care. If a professional ping pong player goes undefeated for 20 years, is that a dynasty? No, because no one gives a damn. Of course, once we heard the reasoning behind Nike calling the women's basketball team the greatest dynasty of all time, it all made sense. Nike touted their on-court accomplishments, but it's their work off the court that makes these women great, that makes them a dynasty. Their dedication to the promotion of social justice, equal pay for women athletes who don't earn it, don't deserve it. With all the promotion the WNBA has received this season, you would think ratings for the playoffs would be through the roof. After all, everyone's watching, right? The WNBA, ratings for the regular season were phenomenal. No, no. Ratings for the WNBA regular season, they were still shit. They were just better than average when compared to past ratings for the WNBA, a league who struggles to draw fat people to a free buffet. When your league can't beat Teen Mom on MTV in the ratings, you shouldn't be bragging about it. Ratings so far for the WNBA playoffs are up between 109 and 141%. What? You're telling me this league achieved a triple-digit ratings increase? When I saw that story, I could not believe it. So I did a little bit of research myself, then it all made sense. Ratings for the WNBA playoffs are up triple digits over last year when they were competing against the NBA playoffs and only drawing 99 to 120,000 viewers per game for the first round. My God, I would hope your ratings increased over those numbers. If they drew any less, Nielsen wouldn't be able to record it. When you compare current playoff ratings to 2019, the WNBA is actually down 2% in some cases, and in other cases, they're up 8%. The single elimination game last week between the New York Liberty and the Phoenix Mercury, you know, the game that was moved to Grand Canyon University so some Colombian pop singer could hold a concert in their home arena, that game, that single elimination game, biggest game of the WNBA season to that point, drew 243,000 viewers. The game between the Wing and the Sky, 239,000. Wait a minute. Wait. Remember that number I told you guys to remember a few minutes ago? The WNBA averaging 306,000 viewers during the regular season? Let me get this straight here. So what this means, the WNBA so far is actually drawing less viewers for the playoffs than they drew for the regular season? That's not how it's supposed to work. The playoffs are supposed to be your biggest draw of the season. NBA ratings increase exponentially for the playoffs. Same with Major League Baseball. The NFL, they see ratings increases for the playoffs, but their ratings are so strong during the regular season, any increase for the playoffs is good. The NHL, ratings go up for the playoffs. So, the WNBA is the only league where playoff ratings decrease when compared to the regular season. They're going backwards. What does this mean? These playoff games were broadcast nationally. It's not like lack of exposure is the problem here. We damn well know media exposure is not the problem. The WNBA playoffs have been promoted for weeks. So what does this mean? Well, this is just my opinion, but it's the only conclusion that I could come up with. There were a couple of WNBA games during the regular season that did nice numbers. Well, nice numbers for the WNBA anyway. I believe the highest rated game was watched by around 700,000 people. So what this means is that people gave the WNBA a chance during the regular season, decided that the league's just not that interesting. They would rather spend their September nights watching the leaves change colors than watch WNBA basketball, and they tuned out. If you guys draw another conclusion, let me know in the comments below. But what other reason could it be? Like I said, the WNBA have received more promotion this year than at any other point in their existence. People decided to give them a chance. They got bored and they moved on. It also doesn't help that the WNBA playoffs take place in the middle of the fall, the heart of football season. But I don't think that really matters either. They could put the WNBA playoffs in July. The ratings would still be in the pooper. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the WNBA's ratings for the playoffs. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.